Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really focused mission. We're unpacking a strategic report. It's titled, Why U.S. Federal Agencies Should Adopt MoveWorks to Secure and Accelerate Speed to Mission.
Right. And this isn't just, you know, looking at a new product. It's really about understanding this huge tech upheaval happening across the entire U.S. government right now.
Upheaval is a good word.
Yeah.
We're talking about a critical moment, aren't we? Federal IT is facing this massive mandatory modernization. It's not optional.
Not at all. It's driven by executive orders, OMB mandates. They have to change. We're talking legally binding requirements around cybersecurity, around AI adoption.
And that legal force, well, it changes the game. It's not just a nice-to-have tech upgrade. It creates this multi-billion dollar need for solutions that, you know, boost security, speed up AI, and actually make things work better for employees and citizens.
Exactly, which is where this report positions MoveWorks. The argument is it's uniquely placed because of, well, a few key things. It's agentic AI, the secure GovCloud environment they've built.
That FedRAMP status, too, the in-process one, that's huge in federal circles.
Oh, absolutely. That's a major trust signal. And critically, this exclusive partnership they have with Leidos for federal integration.
Yeah, you really can't overstate the importance of trust and, like, the right channel partner in this market. So our mission here for you, the listener, is to really get granular. Why does this tech fit with national strategy, and how should it be targeted? We're talking DOD, VA, DHS specifically.
And to really get that, you have to understand the environment these federal leaders operate in. The CIOs, the CIOSOs, they're judged on compliance first, risk mitigation second, innovation. That's often a distant third.
So if a solution doesn't directly help meet a mandate, it's basically dead on arrival for funding.
Pretty much. So let's break it down. There are really four big pillars driving all this transformation right now.
Okay, let's dig into the first one. Pillar one, cybersecurity modernization. This feels foundational, especially with zero trust architecture, ZTA.
Absolutely foundational. And yeah, the ZTA is the core here. It's all driven by Executive Order 40038. Everyone just calls it the Cyber EO and OMB memo, M2209, the zero trust memo.
Right. The big shift away from, you know, the old castle walls perimeter security idea. Now it's never trust, always verify.
Exactly. Continuous validation, much more granular access controls.
Right.
And the pressure is on. Those FY24 deadlines for ZTA implementation are looming.
But doesn't that create like a practical nightmare? Implementing ZTA sounds like it would just explode the number and complexity of identity and access management tasks, the IAM workload.
It does. That's the operational crisis. Think about a huge agency, hundreds of thousands of employees. Every single time someone needs access, logs in, tries to get data, it needs more checks, more specific permissions based on the data itself, not just the network location.
It sounds like you're setting up a direct conflict between security and just getting work done. Productivity versus protection.
That is the core tension. Humans just can't keep up with the ZTA demands at scale. IT and security teams, they get completely swamped with these repetitive low-level access requests, password resets, group changes.
Creates delays, frustration, and probably insecure workarounds too, right?
You got it. People find ways around the system if the system makes their job impossible. So the MoveWorks angle here is it's AI assistant specifically for IAM.
Okay, so how does an AI assistant tackle that scaling crisis without, you know, needing an army of new security staff?
It essentially acts as this automated enforcement layer. It handles those high-volume, repetitive ZTA tasks, think AI-driven software provisioning, secure password resets, managing access groups based on real-time policy rules.
That's it, connects to the existing systems.
Yes, it integrates conversationally with things like Active Directory, Okta, HR systems, whatever the agency uses as its source of truth for identity. It ensures that principle of least privilege is actually applied consistently and automatically. And, you know, it works 24/7.
So for the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, the value isn't just like making things easier, it's actually helping them meet the M2209 mandate.
Precisely. It's compliance acceleration,
right,
which is mandatory. But it also frees up those highly skilled, often security-cleared personnel from doing mundane L1 support. They can focus on real threats, incident response, high-value work.
Which loops back to accelerating the mission, right, by removing that drag.
Exactly. Okay, so pillar two. This is about accelerating responsible AI adoption. The government, particularly DOD, sees AI as, well, strategically vital. For efficiency, yes, but also for gaining that decision advantage.
That term comes up a lot in DOD strategy docs. And there are mandates here, too.
Yep. EO 13960, and more specifically, the DOD's own data analytics and AI adoption strategy. And a really key part of that DOD framework is this adopt by create approach.
Meaning?
Meaning agencies are told explicitly, first, try to adopt proven commercial solutions. If that doesn't work, buy something off the shelf. Only as a last resort should you try to create something custom from scratch.
That sounds like a pretty open admission that building custom government software is often slow and risky.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
The buy strategy is meant to speed things up and avoid those huge, expensive custom development failures we've seen in the past. And this is where MoveWorks slots in perfectly.
Because it's a pre-built platform.
Right. It's presented as this secure, ready-to-go on-ramp to enterprise AI. It's already listed in the FedRAMP marketplace, which significantly de-risks the adoption process for an agency. They can basically buy it and start automating workflows almost immediately.
Instead of spending years trying to build their own foundational AI models and secure deployment pipelines.
Correct. But it also addresses the create part. They have something called the Agent Studio. It's a low-code tool.
Mm-hmm.
So federal developers can build custom AI agents for very specific mission-related tasks if they need to, but they're doing it on top of the secure, pre-approved platform.
So it balances the buy fast with the tailor when necessary need. That makes sense.
It fits that federal strategy really well.
Yeah.
Okay, pillar three. This shifts to the human side, enhancing employee and citizen experience. CX and DX.
Driven by another executive order, right? 140058.
That's one. Transforming federal customer experience. The big goal there is cutting down on what they call time taxes, those bureaucratic hoops and frustrating processes that waste everyone's time and erode trust in government.
And the insight here is that you can't really fix the citizen experience, the CX, if the internal employee experience, the DEX, is broken.
Exactly. If your own workforce is struggling with clunky, outdated tools drowning in manual processes, how can they possibly deliver great service to the public? Improving DX is basically a prerequisite for meeting that CX mandate.
So MoveWorks, being focused on internal automation and support, is fundamentally a DEX platform.
That's the argument. It tackles the inefficiency and, frankly, the frustration that's so common for federal workers. Think about trying to navigate dozens of different siloed legacy systems just to do one simple task.
Like booking travel or checking your leave balance.
Right. Maybe you need to hit five different ancient portals. MoveWorks aims to be that single digital front door. You just ask the conversational AI assistant in natural language, how much PTO do I have left? Or start a travel request for my trip to San Diego. And the agent figures out which back-end systems to talk to and orchestrates the whole thing.
It hides the complexity from the user.
Yes. And beyond just fixing individual problems, there's the Employee Experience Insights Platform, ESI. This is really important. It analyzes all that unstructured support data, the help desk tickets, the chat logs, the search queries, to give leaders actual data on where the biggest friction points are in the organization.
So they stop guessing what's broken and actually see the data.
Exactly. Which directly helps them meet that EO 14058 requirement to continually improve their understanding of their customers, both internal employee customers and external citizen customers.
Okay, that leads smoothly into the last pillar, pillar four, delivering a digital-first public experience. This is driven by things like the 21st Century ID Act and another OMB memo M2322.
Right. The goal is modern websites, digitized forms, mobile-friendly access, making government services easier to use for the public.
But you're saying there's an internal catch.
There's a huge internal catch. You can build the most beautiful, user-friendly website or mobile app for citizens. But if, say, submitting an application through that app triggers a completely manual, paper-shuffling, multi-day process on the inside, spread across five different legacy systems, while the citizen still experiences a slow, frustrating service.
So the shiny front end, doesn't matter if the back-end engine is broken. Good CX depends on good DX.
Absolutely. That digital-first public experience completely relies on fixing the often digital-last experience of the federal workforce doing the processing. MoveWorks positions itself as that internal enablement layer. By streamlining those back-end workflows triggered by public interactions, it should lead to faster processing, fewer errors, and ultimately a better experience for the citizen.
So, just to wrap section one, the core argument is that this isn't just about making things faster. It's positioned as a necessary tool for hitting mandatory compliance targets across cybersecurity, AI adoption, employee-citizen experience, and digital service delivery.
Exactly. It's framed as compliance and risk reduction delivered via AI.
Okay, got it. That covers the why from a policy perspective. Now let's switch gears. Section two gets into the how, the technology itself. What makes this specific platform suitable for the unique challenges of the federal government?
Right, because The federal environment is incredibly complex, often running on decades-old systems, and obviously security is paramount, so the underlying architecture has to be robust. Simple automation, like basic rules-based chatbots, just won't cut it.
Yeah, I can imagine. If you've got hundreds of disconnected legacy apps, anything requiring rigid logic probably breaks instantly if a user asks something slightly differently or needs info from two systems at once.
Precisely. That's the wall traditional automation hits. This is why the report emphasizes the agentic architecture. Moveworks isn't just a simple chatbot. It's built on an agentic reasoning engine. It uses multiple large language models, and it's specifically designed to deal with that ambiguity in human language and the complexity of enterprise workflows that span many different systems.
Okay, agentic reasoning engine. That sounds like more than just finding information. It implies action, planning.
Yes, exactly. It's about understanding intent, formulating a plan, selecting and using tools to interact with those different back-end systems like ServiceNow, SAP, Workday, whatever the agency uses, observing the results, and then adapting the plan if needed. Let's walk through that process.
Okay, so a federal employee asks something complex, maybe ambiguous, like, get my new team member set up with finance system access and order them a standard laptop.
Right, so first, one, intent understanding. The engine figures out what the user actually means, even with the vague language. It translates that into structured tasks. Okay, this is an onboarding request. It involves IAM, and it involves asset management.
Then it plans.
Yes. Two, plan formulation. It generates a sequence, a multi-step plan, to fulfill the whole request. Three, tool execution. It then selects the right software tools or integrations. Maybe it calls an API for ServiceNow to order the laptop, talks to Okta or Active Directory for the access request, maybe pings an HR system to verify the new hire's status.
And the crucial agentic part, it doesn't just give up if one step fails.
Exactly. That's four, observation and adaptation. It watches what happens. Did the access request go through? Oh, wait, access denied requires manager approval first.
Mm-hmm.
The agent sees that, understands it, and adapts the plan. It might pause the laptop order, automatically route the access request for approval, and maybe notify the original requester about the delay and the reason. It's that constant loop, execute, observe, adapt, that lets it handle complex real-world government processes autonomously.
That sounds incredibly sophisticated, and it relies on internal mechanisms like reasoning loops and different types of memory constructs. Can you touch on the memory part?
Yeah.
That seems key for handling like agency-specific jargon or remembering past interactions.
Yep. Absolutely. The memory is critical for operating effectively over time in these complex environments. There are four main types mentioned. Semantic memory is about understanding the meaning of words and concepts, including specialized government acronyms or agency-specific terms. It knows a GS-13 is different from a SES.
Okay, makes sense.
Then there's episodic memory. This is about remembering the history of interactions. It remembers your previous requests, or that a system was down yesterday, or that you failed a login attempt earlier. It provides context over time.
Which basic chatbots completely lack? What about the others?
Procedure memory stores the how-to knowledge. It learns the best sequences and steps for specific agency processes, like what are the exact 12 steps needed to correctly provision software access under the new ZTA rules. It refines these procedures over time. And finally, working memory is like its short-term scratch pad, holding the current goal, the active plan, and where it is in the execution sequence right now.
That combination of reasoning and multi-layered memory is what allows it to handle something really complex, like fully automating the onboarding of a new contractor, which, as the report notes, often involves juggling HR, IT, security clearance, and facility access systems. That's a huge headache manually.
A massive headache. But again, none of this tech matters in the federal space if the security isn't rock solid. That's non-negotiable.
Which brings us to the Moveworks GovCloud. It's hosted on AWS GovCloud US, described as dedicated single tenant. Why is that specific hosting so important for government data, especially sensitive but unclassified, or SBU?
It's about isolation and compliance. AWS GovCloud is physically and logically separate from commercial AWS regions. It's designed specifically to meet stringent federal requirements for data handling, encryption, access control, and ensuring data stays within the U.S. A single-tenant environment means an agency's instance isn't sharing underlying infrastructure with other customers, adding another layer of security and control. It assures them their sensitive data is protected within a boundary built for government regulations.
And the stamp of approval on that boundary is the FedRAMP status.
Correct. Being listed in the FedRAMP marketplace with an in-process designation is, as you said earlier, a huge deal. It means a federal agency has already vetted the platform enough to formally sponsor it through the rigorous FedRAMP security assessment process. It signals to other agencies that there's a clear, validated path towards getting a full authorization to operate, or ATO. It dramatically lowers the perceived risk for potential buyers.
It basically says someone else has already done a lot of the heavy lifting on the security vetting for you.
Precisely. But even with great tech and FedRAMP status, getting into the federal market, especially at scale, is tough, which is where the Leidos partnership comes in.
Right, the exclusive federal integrator. How does that de-risk things for an agency?
Leidos is one of the largest, most established, and trusted government contractors. They have deep expertise in navigating the incredibly complex world of federal procurement, security clearances, and system integration within secure environments. They already hold the necessary contract vehicles, they have the cleared personnel, they have relationships built over decades. For MoveWorks, partnering with Leidos provides an immediate, trusted channel into agencies. For the agency, buying through Leidos provides assurance that the integration and deployment will be handled by a known, vetted entity that understands their specific security and operational requirements.
It essentially leverages Leidos' existing trust and infrastructure. The report says this partnership was key to even getting the FedRAMP sponsorship.
I have no doubt it was. Building that trust and navigating the FedRAMP process from scratch as a commercial company without that kind of established federal partner is incredibly difficult and time-consuming.
Is there a potential downside, though? Relying on one exclusive partner, could that worry some agencies about, say, vendor lock-in down the road?
It's a fair question, and something savvy federal tech leaders might consider, but the argument in the report seems to be that for the initial market penetration phase, getting those first crucial wins and establishing credibility, the benefits of speed, trust, and access provided by an exclusive powerhouse partner like Leidos outweigh the potential long-term risks. The federal acquisition process is just so slow and risk-averse, this partnership acts as a vital accelerator.
Got it. It's a strategic trade-off for speed and trust, especially when facing those mandated deadlines.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the why, the mandates, and the what, the tech. Let's get really specific in Section 3, the targeting framework. Which agencies are the top priorities, and why does the messaging need to be different for each?
The strategy is very clear. Focus laser-like on three Tier 1 departments first. They have the scale, the complexity, and the most pressing needs that align with the platform's strengths. And yes, you absolutely have to speak their specific mission language.
So Tier 1 Priority A Department of Defense, DOD, the biggest, the most complex global IT environment. Their whole reason for being is speed to mission.
Exactly. DOD is the giant. Over 775,000 civilian employees alone supporting warfighters globally. Their stated goals, like from their AI strategy, are about achieving decision advantage and making enterprise business operations, the back-end stuff, much more efficient.
And within DOD, where's the initial focus?
The strategy points to the large civilian components, Department of the Navy, Department of the Army, Department of the Air Force Civilian Operations. They're big pain points. Widespread inefficiency in essential support functions, HR, IT help desks, logistics, which pulls people away from core duties. Plus, the sheer scale of implementing and managing zero trust across a global network is immense, and they have constant churn with personnel onboarding and offboarding.
So you can't just talk about efficiency to DOD. The message needs to resonate with their core mission.
Absolutely not. The value proposition has to be framed as a force multiplier. It's about how automating routine administrative tasks frees up uniformed personnel and highly skilled civilians, people who are expensive and hard to replace, allowing them to focus 100% on warfighting, intelligence, R&D, direct mission support. That's how you accelerate speed to mission in their language. For the DOT CSO specifically, it's about operationalizing ZTA securely at scale using the hardened GovCloud.
Okay, makes sense. Tier 1, Priority B, Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, huge agency, second largest, and that critical dual mission, caring for veterans, CX, but also supporting their own massive workforce, DSX.
Right, over 433,000 employees at the VA. And they've had very public, well-documented struggles with big IT modernization projects like the electronic health record rollout. Those struggles haven't just cost money, they've led to real employee burnout and morale issues, particularly among healthcare staff.
And that burnout directly impacts veteran care. So the employee experience, the DEX, is a critical vulnerability for the VA's mission.
Precisely. That's the key lever. The target components are the Veterans Health Administration, VHA, the Veterans Benefits Administration, VBA, and the Central IT Office, OIT. And importantly, their leadership, like acting CIO Eddie Poole, has been vocal about favoring a buy versus build approach for new tech. Their CSO, Lynette Sherrill, is pushing a zero trust first strategy.
So the tailored messaging for the VA should really lean into solving that DAX crisis.
Exactly. It's about positioning MoveWorks as a way to reduce employee burnout by automating frustrating tasks, which aligns with the buy strategy. It supports the CISO's zero trust goals via IAM automation. The language should be around creating a delightful end user experience for VA staff, which ultimately enables them to provide better, more focused care to veterans.
Got it. Reducing the administrative burden is improving the mission there. Okay, Tier 1 Priority C, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, third largest and notoriously complex because it was formed by merging 22 different agencies.
Yeah, DHS is organizationally complex, which translates to a very fragmented IT landscape. Technology and process silos are a huge, persistent pain point there. But their current CIO, Antoine McCord, is also the department's first chief AI officer. That's a strong signal that modernization, innovation, and using AI to bridge those silos are top priorities.
So they need unification. And being home to CISA, the cyber agency, they must be hyper-focused on security and resilience.
Extremely focused. Operational resilience and zero trust are paramount. The initial target components within DHS should be those with large, geographically distributed workforces dealing with critical infrastructure or border management, like the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. They feel the pain of fragmentation acutely.
And the value proposition for DHS?
It has to be about unification and security. Position MoveWorks as the secure conversational layer that can finally bridge those legacy silos, providing a consistent employee experience across the entire department without requiring a massive rip and replace effort. For CIO McCord, you emphasize how the secure GovCloud aligns with their CloudSmart initiatives and provides a safe, fast way to start deploying impactful AI use cases.
Okay, that covers the big three: DOD, VA, DHS. The strategy also mentions Tier 2 targets for later expansion.
Yeah, briefly. Once those beachheads in Tier 1 are secured, the plan is to expand strategically. Tier 2 includes agencies like Health and Human Services, HHS. They have huge modernization needs, especially around health data interoperability. The Department of Justice, DOJ, very security conscious, high need for secure knowledge management and IAM. And the Department of the Treasury, especially the IRS, they're a designated high-impact service provider under the CX rules, meaning they're under pressure to improve service and likely more receptive to conversational AI for handling huge volumes of citizen inquiries.
That tiered approach makes sense for focusing resources. Okay, Section 4 gets even more tactical. What specific products or use cases are the entry point? And how do you tailor the pitch to the specific people making the decisions?
Right. You need those initial wins that deliver obvious, immediate value and solve universal pain points. Low-hanging fruit, essentially.
Use case one has to be IT service management.
Yeah.
ITSM. Automating the help desk. Every federal agency feels this pain.
Oh, yeah. Federal help desks are just drowning in those basic, repetitive level one tickets, password resets, VPN issues, software requests. It burns out staff and slows everyone down. The report references a Deloitte estimate. The potential savings across the entire federal government from automating just these tasks is somewhere between $3.3 billion and, get this, $41.1 billion annually.
Whoa, hold on. That range, $3.3 billion to $41.1 billion, that's enormous. Yeah. What does that massive spread tell you?
It tells you there's incredible inefficiency and variation across agencies. It highlights just how much human effort is currently wasted on manual, low-value IT tasks. Even the low end, $3.3 billion, is significant savings. The high end is just staggering. The AI assistant for IT product is designed to hit this directly, aiming to autonomously resolve over half of those L1 tickets.
And the EXI tool, the analytics platform, plays a role here too.
Critically, EXI analyzes the agency's actual historical ticket data to pinpoint exactly where the biggest backlogs and automation opportunities are. It provides the data to prove the ROI, which is essential for justifying the initial project and then making the case for expansion into other areas.
Okay, use case two. IAM automation for zero trust. This feels less like low-hanging fruit and more like mandatory compliance fruit.
Exactly. This is the non-negotiable for the CISO. Manual access control processes are just too slow, too error-prone, and a major security risk under ZTA. The AI assistant for IAM provides secure self-service for provisioning access, modifying permissions, and maybe most importantly, deprovisioning access instantly when someone leaves or changes roles.
the impact being?
Consistent enforcement of least privilege, reducing the attack surface. And crucially, it creates a complete unalterable audit trail for every single access action. That audit log is gold for compliance reporting required by EO 140288. It turns a manual compliance burden into an automated, verifiable process.
Makes sense. Use case 3, unified knowledge management, tackling the I can't find the policy problem.
The time tax of searching, yeah. Critical information policies, procedures, regulations, it's scattered everywhere. Old intranets, SharePoint sites, network drives, thousands of PDFs. Employees waste huge amounts of time searching, or worse, they act on outdated information or make mistakes. The MoveWorks Enterprise Search aims to fix this.
By indexing everything.
It securely connects to and indexes all those disparate sources, but it's more than just search. It uses that agentic capability, specifically retrieval augmented generation, or R, to synthesize information from multiple documents and provide a direct, precise answer to the user's question.
And crucially for government.
Crucially, it provides citations back to the original source documents. Federal employees can't just trust an AI answer. They need to verify it against the official policy or regulation. That citation feature is absolutely essential for trust and usability in this environment.
So those three, ITSM, IAM, and knowledge search, are the foundational entry points. The report also mentions longer-term mission-enabling use cases.
Right. Once established, the platform can expand into things like full employee lifecycle automation, onboarding, transfers, offboarding for huge workforces like DOD or VA, automating hardware and asset management, especially for distributed agencies like TSA, even automating more complex security processes beyond basic IAM, like streamlining vendor risk assessments.
Okay, so you have the products and use cases. Yeah, the final piece, talking to the right people in the right way. The key personas.
Yes. Federal sales is rarely a single decision maker. It's multi-threaded. You need to engage different leaders, and each one cares about different things.
Persona one, the chief information officer, the CIO.
The CIO is thinking strategically, executing mandates like ZTA and AI adoption, reducing technical debt from ancient legacy systems, optimizing the IT budget specifically, shifting money away from just keeping the lights on, operations and maintenance, O&M, towards new initiatives. They need to show progress and deliver on the agency's mission goals.
So the message for the CIO needs to be
modernize, optimize, accelerate, focus on the numbers, show quantifiable ROI, demonstrate hard cost savings, especially savings that free up O&M funds, prove how the platform helps them meet those mandated deadlines for modernization and mission delivery faster.
Persona 2, the Chief Information Security Officer, the CISO. Their world is risk.
Completely. The CISO's primary concerns are implementing zero trust securely, meeting FISMA compliance requirements, and reducing the agency's overall cyber risk profile. They're less motivated by cost savings and more by avoiding breaches and ensuring compliance.
So the message has to be security first.
Absolutely. Operationalize zero trust. Lead with how automating IAM reduces the risk of human error, which is a huge attack factor. Emphasize the hardened security of the GovCloud environment, the FedRAMP status, and the robust audit trails that provide the evidence they need for compliance audits. It's about making their job of securing the agency easier and more effective.
Persona 3, the IT program and project managers, the people actually implementing this stuff.
Right, the execution team. They care about practicalities. Will this integrate with our existing mess of systems? Can we deploy it on time and on budget? How do we measure success and report it upwards? They're often the most technically skeptical.
So the message needs to reassure them about the how.
Exactly. Focus on ease and speed of deployment. Talk about deploying in weeks, not years. Highlight the hundreds of pre-built integrations for common federal systems. Showcase the low-code agent studio as a way for their teams to customize things easily. And emphasize the built-in AI analytics dashboard that gives them the metrics they need for their project reports. Make it sound achievable and manageable.
Finally, Persona 4. Heads of HR, finance, other shared services departments, the business side leaders.
These leaders are focused on operational efficiency within their own domains, improving the experience for their employees and reducing the manual workload that bogs down their specialized staff, HR specialists, finance clerks, etc.
So the pitch to them is less technical.
Much less technical. Focus on experience and efficiency. Show them how automating high-volume inquiries, like benefits questions in HR or invoice status checks in finance, directly improves employee satisfaction and frees up their teams. Help them see how it transforms their staff from just handling routine tickets into more strategic partners for the agency, connected back to the DX improvements we talked about earlier.
That makes sense. Tailoring the value to each stakeholder's specific pain points and priorities. Okay, let's bring it all together. We've looked at the mandates, the tech, the targets, the use cases, the personas. How does this translate into an overall execution strategy?
The report outlines a classic land and expand strategy broken into phases. It recognizes this is a marathon, not a sprint, in the federal market.
Phase one.
Phase one is secure the beachhead. The goal is to win those first two or three significant contracts within the Tier 1 agencies, DOD, VA, DHS. Focus tightly on those foundational ITSM and IM use cases where the ROI and compliance impact are clearest. And, critically, leverage that Leidos partnership heavily to get through the door and navigate the procurement complexities.
Once those initial wins are secured,
phase two is expand and replicate. Use the performance data, the success stories, the metrics generated from those first contracts as undeniable proof. Leverage that proof to expand within those initial agencies, move from automating IT support to automating HR or finance processes, and simultaneously use that data to proactively target the Tier 2 agencies like HHS or DOJ, showing them what's already been achieved elsewhere in government.
And the long-term goal.
Phase 3 is establish market leadership. This involves scaling up operations, growing the dedicated federal sales and support teams, and really positioning MoveWorks not just as a tool, but as a thought leader and the standard enterprise AI platform for automation across the entire U.S. government. Fulfilling that adopt-buy-create mandate by being the best-in-class buy option.
And throughout all this, remembering to tailor the language, right?
Constantly. Speaking decision advantage and force multiplier at DOD is completely different from speaking delightful end-user experience and reducing burnout at the VA. The core technology might be the same, but the framing is everything.
The reliance on Leidos also highlights something fundamental about this market, doesn't it?
It really does. It underscores that succeeding in the federal space requires more than just cutting-edge tech. You need that validated, secure channel for procurement, implementation, and ongoing trust. Channel strategy and partnerships are arguably just as critical as the product itself.
Which leads us nicely to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. We've seen how federal agencies are under intense, legally mandated pressure to modernize specifically around AI and zero trust security. They don't really have a choice but to act.
Right. The CIOs and CISOs know they need these capabilities. The real question becomes, can they afford the time, the cost, and the immense risk of trying to build these complex, secure AI systems themselves? Or do they need a proven, pre-vetted commercial solution? So thinking about any technology targeting this space, you have to ask. In this compliance-driven federal world, is your solution just a nice-to-have upgrade, something flexible they can maybe use? Or is it positioned, like MoveWorks aims to be, as that mandatory compliance checkbox, the secure, FedRAMP-validated platform that directly accelerates their mandated mission and reduces their institutional risk?
A crucial distinction. Being seen as essential, not just optional, seems key to unlocking the federal market. Well, this has been a truly deep dive. Thank you for joining us.